UW transplant surgeon Dr. Stuart Konecki says researchers simply want to do more with much less.
We're trying to develop a strategy that does not rely on so many harmful medications long term and yet maintain the good organ function despite fewer medications.
Konecki is presenting findings from a pilot study which attempts to reduce the need for transplant patients to take strong drugs in order to prevent organ rejection. Most transplant patients now take a lifetime steroid therapy and an anti-rejection drug, which over the long term can lead to diabetes, bone disease, weakened tissues, and other complications. Konecki says researchers were able to significantly reduce the strong drugs taken by kidney transplant recipients. He found patients who were on a standard antibody and who were only given a low dose of an anti-rejection drug were able to stay off dialysis. Konecki says researchers hope to one day make organ transplants rejection-proof.
We'd like to make this a fail-proof method, but it's a tough goal. This is a tough problem in transplantation. It's not easy to render patients free of immunosuppressive medications, and we're just trying to move in a logical, stepwise manner toward that goal.
Right now, drugs for transplants cost patients in the neighborhood of $10,000 to $12,000 a year. Doctors say reducing the number of medications and their side effects will improve the quality of life for patients and save health care costs. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.